Most often when we gather for worship on Sunday morning, we celebrate an aspect of the mystery of Christ, an aspect of the life of Christ. Today we gather to celebrate the truth of the mystery of God, the truth of who God is. There are many places in the scripture where we are given descriptions of God. In the prophets and in the other writers, there are many places in which we are told who God is and the qualities that God possesses. But there are only a few places in the scripture where God speaks directly and God says who God is. And one of those places is found in the opening reading of the scriptures this morning, the reading from the book of Exodus. We're told that the Lord God passed before Moses, and God said, the Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. Merciful and gracious, abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. It is with those words that God describes himself in the book of Exodus. And at the very beginning of the scriptures, in the book of Genesis, when we're told about the nature of human beings and who we are, we are told that we are created in the image of the living God, that God's imprint is found on every human being, that God's thumbprint is found on every human soul, and that every human being is a reflection, a mirroring, an icon of who God is, and that the call for human beings, the vocation of human beings, is to live in such a way that they truly reflect and affirm who they are. Well, if I am marked by the very image of the living God, if I am created in that image, if I am called to reflect that image, if I'm called to witness to who I am, then those words that God speaks to Moses are terribly important for self-understanding. I am a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. Perhaps a good examination of conscience, a good look at myself, would be to take those words, merciful, gracious, slow to anger, steadfast love, fidelity. And in that self-examination, to ask, how do I live out those qualities? How do I reflect those qualities? And what must I do in order that those qualities of who God is and who I am might truly shine forth? The world so desperately needs an expression of the mercy, the compassion, the steadfast love and fidelity of God. So many hundreds of millions of people, billions of people, see little hope in their lives and little reason to believe that a loving God is present to them. Because of the misery of their life, because of the difficulty of their life, because of the injustice in which they live. You and I are called to proclaim to a world that is hungry, hungry for the face of God, that God is present. And we do that by living out those very qualities that God says describe who God is, and that truly do mark us, made in the very image and the likeness of God.